Why are we bringing on the great Rob Rossi from The Athletic? Because the Penguins made a trade today that we're trying to figure out why, what it means. They sent the pick they got from the Blues in the Kevin Hayes deal back to the Blues with a fifth-round pick 2 years from now, and in return received a second-round pick 2 years from now and a third-round pick in next year's draft. Rob, why did this happen?
Did you guys ever, when you were younger, did you take your lunch to school with you or did you buy it there?
Oh, we just had a discussion about this off the air the other day. I was a cold lunch guy. I was a bagged lunch.
Yeah, I was a bagged lunch too. Except for Texas French toast when they would do breakfast for lunch, because I was a big fan of
and
that.
And we had Italian dunkers, which were just hot dog buns where they would melt cheese on them and then give you
marinara
sauce. Yes.
Right. So would you have items that you might trade with different friends?
Oh, of course. Your chocolate milk goes
you
here.
Have,
your
yes.
Now, Dunkaroos.
In this scenario, did you have certain friends that you might like to trade with, even if the trade wasn't necessarily great for you because you knew it was helping them out and they might scratch your back later on?
A quid pro quo, if you will.
Yes. This general manager in St. Louis and Kyle Dubas have that type of relationship. They've had that type of relationship back to the days in Toronto. There have been a lot of dealings between Doug Armstrong in St. Louis and Kyle Dubas when he was with the Maple Leafs, including with the Penguins. And the Blues offer sheeted two players today with the Edmonton Oilers. To do that, they needed to get back the second round pick that they had. And so,
and that's because if the other team passes on that offer sheet, you have to have your original second round pick.
Yes.
Trade them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Compensatory.
Right.
Okay. For compensatory
right.
purposes.
So basically the Penguins are getting a third round pick, for giving that pick back to St. Louis. And,
but all this talk about how, this 2025 second round pick is more like a first round pick because this 2025 draft is loaded. Now all that talk goes out the window.
Yeah, that was always nonsense. I mean, it was just something you talk about. I mean,
when we have straight to the point, Rob. Don't you, Mulsey?
All that stuff was just basically BS. It was time filler. This is the real story.
I could go along with it, but here's the reality. If you're not picking in the top five, maybe seven in the NHL draft, it's all just a crapshoot. I mean, there is no significant value between like anything after, like I said, maybe seven to the fifth round. It just isn't. It doesn't matter how deep the draft is. Everybody's board is different, usually after the top five players, which is why you see teams wanting to get into that lottery and get into one of those top five selections. Oftentimes, it's sort of a toss up after the top three. When you hear any general manager, not just a general manager of the Penguins, any general manager or any scouting director or anybody with an organization talk about the depth of a draft and having some transient value beyond the first, second, or third round, or third overall pick, they are just flat out feeding you a line to make something digestible. Never believe it. Never believe somebody like me if we try to say it matters. It's all a load of crap.
Rob, then...
How are you guys?
Honestly, I'm terrible because we're waiting out the Brandon Ayuk.
But you're better
saga.
Now because we're doing a detour from all that.
Yeah, I am better. Well, then here, another just a left turn then to other matters, since now that we've gotten to the bottom of the trade for picks. What is the latest you're hearing on a Sidney Crosby contract extension? And what do you think, if there is an ability to put a timetable on it, that timetable would be for one getting done?
So I reported last week in The Athletic, and I don't have any information that's new since then, that things are very much where they were. I think the last time I was on with you guys, they're close. One of the hangups right now, I'm told by people with knowledge of the situation, is that Sidney Crosby is still trying to figure out how long he wants to play. The CBA that is in place right now makes it more difficult to do a contract for a player age 35 or older, because you can't manipulate that contract in a way that if that player would not see the end of that contract, you wouldn't pay a stiff penalty, depending on how that contract is structured. Because everybody in these discussions are in agreement, the Penguins want to keep Crosby. Crosby wants to stay in Pittsburgh. They kind of know where it's going to be. Now we're in a matter of how many years is this going to be for? Because of that, and because what I've been told is Sid just isn't sure if this is going to be a 3-year extension, a 4-year extension. He doesn't necessarily feel right now that he knows how long he wants to continue playing in the NHL, and he doesn't want to put the Penguins in a situation where they would have to structure this contract in an exorbitant way after the first or second season to avoid sort of a penalty if he decides, say, at age 40, I don't want to play anymore, but he's contractually obligated to through 2000 or through age 41, something like that. So I'm not worried. I have said, though, and I believe this, we're 30 some days away from training camp. If the first practice of training camp comes and goes without Crosby having an extension signed, then I'm going to start questioning a lot of what I've been told, because then it becomes something he's going to be asked about every day. And we're going to have to, we are officially in a situation where they are about to enter a season with Crosby looking at free agency, which has never happened before. We've never gotten close to that before.
Rob Rossi, read him in The Athletic. Good reporting there. Josh Yoey wrote a very angst-filled Crosby contract extension.
He's always been the angry one. I'm the happy-go-lucky one. I shoot straight. People just don't like me for it.
So we like getting Rob's spin on things. Hey, Rob, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Talk again soon.
Take care, guys. Enjoy Brandon.
Yeah.